in our consideration of CLC churches at home, we take a look at St. Paul Evangelical Lutheran Church in Lakewood, Colorado. In the list of appearances of the risen Christ, which St. Paul recounts in his first letter to the Corinthians, the last one he mentions is Jesus' appearance to none other than Paul himself. The story, as recorded in Acts 9, is remarkable. As Paul, or Saul as he was known at the time, traveled the road to Damascus to arrest the detestable Christians and take them back as prisoners to Jerusalem, Jesus revealed himself to Saul in a dazzling display of glory. He used his divine power to turn a rabid persecutor of the church 180 degrees in his spiritual life. Before this, Saul had done all that he could to maneuver himself into right standing with God by his compliance to the law. He did not realize this was a dead-end road. Now, by God's grace, he came to regard his own moral goodness as worthless compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus as his Savior and possessing the righteousness that comes through faith in him. It was with this amazing story of God's love in Christ for wayward sinners in mind that the founding members of our congregation chose St. Paul as their namesake many years ago. It has been the prayer of our parishioners ever since that the Lord may use our church as an instrument for spreading the saving message of the gospel to others. Our church is located on Wadsworth Boulevard, a busy north-south artery of the West Denver suburb of Lakewood, with thousands of motorists passing by each day. With that in mind, our voters recently decided to purchase several mission outreach banners, each featuring a short but sweet gospel message. We plan to display these banners at various times, for example, Easter, Christmas, and Reformation. We are praying that they will catch the eyes of people passing by, that many may read and ponder the gospel message, and then check out our church by attending a service. Perhaps the Holy Spirit will accomplish for their spiritual good what he did for Saul on the road to Damascus long ago. Recently, we at St. Paul held a service commemorating the 20th anniversary of the dedication of our worship facility. The service took place the afternoon of August 29, 2021. Our building was dedicated to God's glory in February of 2001. Delwyn Moss, a former pastor of St. Paul, served as guest speaker. In accordance with good Lutheran tradition, a festive meal was served afterwards in the downstairs fellowship hall, enjoyed by a large number of members and guests. One other recent happening at St. Paul, in a meeting of our Mary and Martha ladies group, a plan was initiated to share invisible Sunday school lessons with business establishments located in our area, such as dry cleaners and hair salons, as well as other businesses that will allow us to share the material. Our church name, location, and website will be printed on the front page with an invitation to pay a Sunday morning visit. Extra copies will be made available to worship guests with young children, as well as to members, for sharing with friends who have little loved ones. Each lesson contains a simple Bible lesson, picture, and prayer with crayons for the kids to use. We pray the Lord will bless our efforts to share his life-giving word, using it to work his conversion miracle in the hearts of those who do not yet know him as the way. This article is written by Thomas Schutze, pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Lakewood, Colorado.